1027. Motorists have noticed a slight improvement in their commute, with a few more traffic lights actually working and more pointsmen deployed to certain intersections. It's been a busy week on the robot front, with the president telling the city to sort out the crisis before the G20 visitors arrive in November, and the JRA committing to a deadline for phase one of repairs. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
For months, we've seen little to no action around our traffic light crisis. But we're now hearing about repairs at some intersections and JMPD officers taking over from vagrants at others. The JRA's acting head of mobility, Sipho Ntlapu, says they've identified 60 critical intersections that need to be fixed. And we've now got a deadline for phase one.
The JRA with province have identified 17 intersections forming the first patch that will be resolved by end of March. We are requesting the community to give the teams a bit of a chance to start working on these intersections.
The JMPD's Kwalani Fitla says officers have been deployed to ease congestion where the robots are still out.
However, we do recognize the need for more traffic management support in the city of Johannesburg.
Earlier this week, President Ramaphosa put the screws on the city, warning we can't allow our ongoing infrastructure failures to show us up when the G20 visitors arrive in November.
The eyes of the world will be rained on Gauteng, and Johannesburg and Gauteng must be at its best in terms of their physical presentation, where the meetings are going to take place, so that when people look at what we offer and present, they must just say, wow.
Progress on the traffic light front is likely to be slow, but we're already getting feedback from Hot 1027 listeners who've noticed a slight improvement on their daily commute. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.